EOA agus fáilte go dtí an clár cum an Luke Clás gúin a seachtain a seo le mí Tom Cormack. My special guest tonight is one of the busiest men in Donegal administration. That's Dahi Roberts, Secretary of Cumann na Munscoil here in the county. And of course, they're the body that organises all competitions for primary schools right across Donegal. Delighted to have you tonight.
Yeah.
And obviously, Secretary of Donegal, Cumann na Munscoil. Maybe just for maybe the uninitiated and those who maybe haven't heard of Cumann na Munscoil, who are Cumann na Munscoil and what do you do?
Well, Cumann na Munscoil is a national organisation that's involved in looking after the promotion of Gaelic games in primary schools and all the primary schools in the country. It's a 32 county organisation. We look after the Donegal end of things, so we're officially known as Allianz Cumann na Munscoil Donegal.
Yeah, and it's part of the GAA.
Oh, it's part of the GAA. We will be an official branch of the main GAA board. Yeah,
yeah. And anybody that goes to big games in Croke Park sees them. The skills games or
that's the main games. The Ulster Championship now. The Cumann na Munscoil would organise the children for the half time games there, and then later on in the year that we call it the mini sevens. So they have we would organise the picking of the children for Croke Park for the quarterfinals, semi-finals and whatnot.
Yeah, so obviously, as you say, quite a national organisation. And it's active in Donegal. How active is it?
It's very active in Donegal now. We're a small committee of committed teachers, and there's over 90, I think at the last count it was 96 schools were affiliated to Cumann na Munscoil in Donegal this year. So that was slightly up on last year, but you know, so it is very, and we look after six or seven main sports that are involved in the GAA. But I mean, most people in Donegal would look at it as kind of being a big footballing county, but we do look after other sports.
Yeah, and other Gaelic sports like what?
Oh yeah, the Gaelic sports would be the hurling, camogie. Then we would have the handball, which maybe a lot of people don't associate as being a kind of a GAA-led sport. And also rounders. We do a lot of promotion in rounders. And then later on in the summer, we also promote small schools athletics. So there, the Gaelic Athletic Association comes in.
Yeah, and of course, as well as that, I think you have other than games activities as well, don't you?
Oh yeah, well we at the minute now we just before Christmas there we had our quiz, so it was an all county quiz, and that then the winners of the quiz in Donegal go forward to take part in the Ulster quiz, which we're actually hosting this year in Letterkenny. It's going to take place now on the 14th of March, just before the Easter break. So Donegal will be very busy planning everything for that between now and the 14th of March. So teams from the nine counties of Ulster, schools, all schools from the counties will be heading towards Letterkenny for that day.
And as you said, what is it, 97 schools is it this year, 97...
I think it was just over 96, I think it was, at the last count there we had. So that's mostly us for the year now. Most schools have to affiliate before a certain date in September. So all that's the schools in now, and fixtures drawn up and whatnot. So, yeah.
And tell me, how many national schools, as a matter of interest, are there in Donegal, or would you know off the top of your head?
I've heard a number between 130 and 140, but I just wouldn't know the number off the top of my head.
Right. So obviously there's still a lot of fertile ground out there to be, shall we say, tilled.
Yeah. Well, we're open now. We had a couple of schools have affiliated over the last number of years who have perhaps never been involved in Cumann na Munscoil activities. One particular one is Glasson National School there at the foot of Muckish Mountain. They affiliated 2 years ago. It's great to get new schools all the time, you know. Anybody can affiliate with us. There's absolutely no bar. If you're a primary school and you're in Donegal, you can play Gaelic football.
Yeah, and in terms of schools, and I'm maybe moving forward a little bit, I, as we said, football probably is the big one. Hurling and handball, rounders there probably not as popular or not as widespreadly played, are they?
Well, most of the schools that would affiliate would be involved in playing the football, and then kind of a percentage of that would certainly be involved in the hurling and camogie. You know, just it's kind of mirror where the hurling and football is in, or the hurling and the camogie is in the county. Kind of, you know, you have a few schools down in the south there in Ballyshannon and round promoting Donegal Town doing hurling, and then up in Inishowen, of course, and then in our own area now here in Guidoor, and also in Dunlow, around Mahery and the Rosses. There's a few schools have taken up the mantle over the last 3 or 4 years, kind of reflecting what's going on in the clubs.
Yeah.
So working very closely between the club and the county and the schools there, you know.
Yeah, and of course, and obviously the handball is very much determined by what facilities and how close you are to an alley of some kind or other, are they?
Well, I suppose in the past it would have been like that, yes, it is reflected in that. But now with the Handball Association, they've introduced this one wall competition, and it is actually, you know, you can just put as long as you have a kind of a wall. It could be a gable wall of a school or kind of in a hall. And you know that there is this new game that's been developed called One Wall. We had a training course there just before Christmas at the end of November, and there was about 25 teachers came up for it. Was actually a joint camogie a joint rounders and handball coaching course, and the development officers of the relevant associations came up, and we had a few more schools now very interested in taking part. After Easter we'll be organising what we're calling a developmental competition for schools who maybe haven't taken part before in the handball.
Yeah.
And there's a few schools, Drumnacosh down there, Rockfield, who actually took part in the main competition was held last week, and a girl I think from Rockfield won one of the under 11 titles in Donegal. So you know, obviously maybe she's got the talent there, but if it wasn't for the school putting her in for the competition,
When I hear of one walls and gable ends of houses, it brings me back to my own childhood and probably broken windows at home and been grounded for a day or two, but. Obviously, and talk to me about rounders, because rounders is a game maybe that an awful lot of people are saying what and they don't know what, you know, that it's even a Gaelic game.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's an association in Ireland, the rounders, and they're very proactive in promoting it, and it's a great game for schools because it's mixed, it's boys and girls, and there's no contact. So there's no kind of the physicality doesn't come into it. Kind of more, I'm not very au fait with the game myself, but
It's a bit like baseball, isn't it?
It's something similar to baseball, yeah. Something similar. You can use a baseball bat and a certain type of ball, and there, you know that there's the bases and that. So yeah, you know, you're talking about teamwork and the way we organise it in our county now, we would have it in three divisions where we'd have the large schools, medium schools, and then small schools. And that would be the three divisions there for the kids love it.
Is rounders played in many schools?
Yeah, no, it has been growing over the last number of years. One of our teachers, John Fallon from Bundoran, he took over the mantle of kind of organising our competitions there. John, he's going to retire this year, and he's actually left our committee, but he left the game of rounders in a very, very healthy situation where I think we've over 35, 40 schools taking part in the rounders competitions.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Thought to a Geirsta Glesson Clarkham and Luke Glasgear, na Shachtan Ashala, me Tom Cormack. My special guest tonight is Dahi Roberts, who is secretary of the Cumann na Munscoil. And Dahi, in terms of obviously you're relying obviously on teachers, do you get much help or support, or is it very important that you get help or support from clubs and from outside forces?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're only a very, as I said, we're kind of a very small committee ourselves, you know. We're probably about 9 or 10 very kind of committed and dedicated teachers, and like to do the organisation, you know, to organise and to run the sports that we actually do. We do obviously need an awful lot of outdoor help. You know, there'd be very few schools in the county would have their own pitches. So I mean, you're relying on club pitches and you know, the will of the clubs. Referees, you know, we would use county referees on you know, different occasions, and people out there. So yeah, I mean, we're definitely relying on like, you know, on outside help. We also have kind of good cooperation from some of the boards, like the Inis Oireann board or the county board themselves, where they, you know, they're providing coaches that go into schools. So you know, most schools will receive a coach for 5, 6, 7 weeks during the year, you know, at some time of the year between September and June.
As a matter of interest, how many coaches are operating in schools at the moment that are say employed by the county board?
I couldn't give you an accurate. I know that they're just lately they have been employing a few more because they got a grant from Croke Park to increase the number of coaches and to increase the number of days that they were actually in school. So I think it's went up from 3 days a week to 5 days. You know, that they'll be available to schools for 5 days a week, which means, you know, schools, maybe more schools will become involved in the coaching end of things. Mm-hmm. And you know, they might get longer time. So there's also then, and look, some of the local clubs would have coaches going out to the schools, kind of like a club school liaison officer, and they, you know, they would do a lot of work in their own kind of catchment areas. You know, most schools would be kind of parish based, so you know, they're where you get the club base. You know,
yeah, and schools are open to outside help, are they?
Absolutely, you know, in a lot of schools, you know, that's the kind of the PE when outside coaches do come in, not exclusively, but yeah, you know, that the kids are actually getting their PE and they're getting, you know, coaching and not just Gaelic games but all games, you know.
Yeah,
but,
and is there much competition from other bodies, other sporting organisations? Obviously, because there's timetables to be adhered to in schools. And
yeah. Well, it's like, I mean, everybody wants a bit of the children, you know, because that's if you don't have children coming into your sport, you don't, you know, the sport won't grow, and you, I mean, the sport won't have a future. But you know, I think we're blessed in the GAA and all clubs and all counties, where we do have very dedicated people, kind of with that community based kind of idea, and promoting the Gaelic games. And it's not just promoting the sport, but it's promoting your kind of role models and giving children good example in that. You know,
that's very good. And tell me, in terms of your schedule and your calendar for games, you have football, hurling, as we say, rounders, and it's obviously you have to break them up into segments and different times of the year, because you cannot have teams been running here, there and everywhere all year round, or you know, a couple of times a week.
Generally now the hurling and camogie, we attempt to run it off now between September and October, November, before Halloween, when the kind of weather's still that wee bit, and you know, there's still hurling going on in the county. So that's kind of that starts off the year with the hurling and camogie. Then we sort of tend to move in towards the indoor hurling. There was just between Halloween and Christmas. So the hurling and Camogie, Dunlow were actually the county champions this year in the indoor hurling, and Toobin were the Camogie champions. So that happens just before Christmas. Then at the present, we're in the middle of our indoor football competitions. And we've had indoor blitzes from Mallon to Pettigo. I was looking up the fixtures there just before coming on, and our county final next week will be hopefully in the Finn Valley Centre. And so far in the boys, we've got Kilmacrenan, Dunlow, Glenties and Scoileasy and Buncrana have qualified. And in the girls, Kilmacrenan, Dunlow, Scoilcashel and Ballymena, Glengad have qualified, and we're still waiting. I know the East final is being played tomorrow, and then the South final should be played this week. So that'll make up our six six county finalists for the
and thing. And just the other aspect, do you grade the schools as per size, obviously, because you have some very big schools and some very small?
Oh, yeah. Well, the indoor competitions are all five-a-side. Yeah. So, kind of, you know, it's up to the schools whether they want to enter or not. It wouldn't be graded on size of school there, but the football and hurling divisions would be based on. So we would have Division 1 would be for the big schools, like 10 teachers plus. And then, so it would work kind of on a sliding scale right down to Division 6, where that's for the two teacher schools, and there's plenty of those in the county. You know, there are a lot of small rural schools, especially in the kind of the southwest and that kind of area, where you know, that would be the most popular division, Division 6 for two teacher schools. So, I mean, it gives everybody a chance. So you wouldn't be having a big school from like that school I mentioned that were affiliated a couple of Glasson. They wouldn't be playing against one of the big schools in Letterkenny. You know, they just wouldn't have the numbers to compete, and it would be pointless.
Yeah, and as you said, before we go on to about your table quiz, and I know you have the honour of hosting the Ulster finals this year. In terms of organisation and the games that you organise at different levels, as secretary, if you were to look for an appeal and had an opportunity to put out an appeal tonight, what would it be and who would it be for help or support?
Well, just anybody who's willing to come along. We have our organisational ways. We would be broken up into five divisions. The old divisions used to have in Donegal, yeah, where we have Inishowen. We've got the North West, the South West, the South, the East, and I've left one out. Whatever. So those five divisions, and you know, we usually like to have a representative, so that, you know, when the South are running off there. We have a contact in every division, let's put it like that. Yeah. You know, but it would be great to have more teachers who would say, God, you know, I'll help out. And it's a bit, you know, you don't have to be coming to meetings all the time. As long as we can lift the phone or text or email and say, look, we want you to organise the South, you know, because, I mean, when you're spread all over the county as we are, you know, it's hard to organise venues and things like that.
Yeah, and in terms, Dahi, of what there's 30 or 40 schools in the county that aren't affiliated, uh-huh, or aren't competing, what would you say to them?
If there's any teacher out there listening in a school that doesn't that hasn't affiliated with ourselves, our email address is cumndl@hotmail.com, and all they need to do is to drop us a line and say that they're interested in becoming affiliated with the schools. Now, unfortunately, it wouldn't be possible to include them in fixtures for this year, but definitely coming, you know, for later on in the year.
Yeah, and would there be support and advice and you know, help for somebody new that's coming in, maybe that's from a non-traditional area or?
Absolutely. I mean, any of the divisional reps or, you know, kind of the officers on coming to Munster School would be prepared to help them, you know, sort of like as regards organisation-wise, you know, and setting up and that. Yeah. And, you know, any help that they needed, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of the county coaches are going to schools anyway, you know, they're in some schools that aren't. And I think they're trying to encourage them to become affiliated. But it's not for everyone. Not everyone wants to take part in competitive sports.
And obviously size of schools might put people off as well, and obviously it can vary with the number of boys or girls from year to year as well, obviously.
Well, this is it, you know, some schools they mightn't have anybody in sixth class this year, you know. Yeah. and to take part in some, they might have to go way down to second class, you know, to get the numbers, you know. So,
and as we mentioned a couple of times, Dahi, you have a big event coming up and a great honour as well, staging of the Ulster Cumann na Munster, yep, quiz. Maybe you could tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, every county in Ulster and generally all around the country, they organise their own county quiz. So we, as I said, ours was held in the Mount Errigal there just before Christmas, and there was about 30 schools took part in that table quiz. So from that then, Kilmacrenan were the winners that night, Scully were runners-up, from Buncrana, and Dunloe were third, and Frosses were fourth. So those four teams, if they wish, they can go forward now to the Ulster GA quiz in the Mount Errigal, which will be taking place now on the 14th of March, again in the Mount Errigal. And I suppose the good thing is for Donegal schools is they don't really have that far to travel. It was held in an Antrim venue last year, so you know that puts in, you know, sort of extra cost and extra sort of, you know, kind of logistics to get children up to different venues. But and lucky enough now it's been held in Donegal this year, and also whenever you take it on, you take it on for 2 years, so it'll be held in Donegal again next year.
Yeah. So all in all, it's really it's for the full school calendar year. You have something really, haven't you?
There's generally something happening every month between September and June. Yep, there'll be something going on now, and kind of just after Easter now, we will be holding our trials for to pick the children who go forward now to take part in the Ulster Championship game, and also for the Mini Sevens games. That take part in Croke Park, so they'll be picked. And for the Ulster final, you normally get four children to be picked from the county.
Are they skills based selections?
It's skills based. Now the Ulster Championship game, we don't go down that road, because any affiliated school, and we do that kind of like on a rota basis. So if your school had a representative last year at the Ulster Championship match, more than likely it won't be picked this year, you know, the school. So we try and spread it around so that every 3 or 4 years, every school that's affiliated will have somebody playing at the match. But for the representative games, for like the Ulster final and for the All-Ireland semi-final and final series matches, we do it's run on a kind of a skills based and also on a game based kind of.
And these players are picked out, been watched in games or whatever, is it?
Well, the schools put them forward, and they come through their divisions, and then we have the all county trials. So same hurling, camogie and football, boys and girls football. So we have assessors who will look at them, watch them doing certain skills, and then playing the game and, you know, kind of whatever. And last year we were kind of not lucky, but we had Frank McGlynn, who's one of our current county stars, was one of our assessors. So
there wasn't much argument. A principal of a school as well.
I don't know if he's a principal now, but I know he's one of our.
Well, we've promoted him now anyway, so
maybe I'm sure maybe somebody out there would gladly give him a principal's job. but Frank does an awful lot of work, being committed to the county team as he is, Frank would be our handball, one of our handball officers, and.
Sorry, we have to leave Dahi Roberts there because we've got a very important lady on the line, and given the weekend that's in it, Alma Kavanagh is promising us a very special Valentine treat. Alma, first of all, good night to you, and tell us about this special Valentine extravaganza or treat you have lined up for us.
Yes, Tom, good evening to you. We have this Friday night in the Mount Errigal Hotel at 7 o'clock, doors open to the fashion show extravaganza of the year. It's an all-county affair with our hurling and football and footballers and men's footballers strutting their stuff on the catwalk in the Mount Errigal Hotel. We're supported by so many local shops all around and businesses around the county, in Penny's, Michael Murphy Sportswear, at Leap Bride, Adele McBride, Slevin's Department Store in Ballyshannon, Evolve Menswear and Tokyo Boutique. And we're also doing a couple of makeovers for two lucky ladies who won the radio competitions with Xperia Hair and Beauty.
There makeovers for men?
There is makeovers for anyone who wants them, Tom. I said the styles will be shown on the catwalk, and I'm sure they'll get lots of style ideas from the footballers who will be strutting their
stuff. Of course, all the ladies want to know what footballers are modelling.
Well, the answer is it's 100%, Tom, all footballers on the team under the current panel of this year.
Oh, come on, give us a few names. Ladies. Give us a few names.
Well, we have all the players. We have got Michael Murphy, Neil Gallagher, Frank McGlynn, Leo McLoon, Anthony Thompson, Paddy McGrath, Michael Boyle, Ryan McHugh, Paddy McBearty, Oran McNeilis, Marty Riley, Owen McHugh, Eamon McGee, Mark McHugh, Rory Gallagher himself, Joe Boyle are hurlers, Sean McVay are hurlers, our lady players, Katie Heron, Geraldine McLaughlin, and our captain, Niamh Hegarty. And we've just so much fun pumped into the show, Tom. I'd say the boys are more nervous about the catwalk than they would ever be going onto the field of play. And but again, we just couldn't do it without the support now of our county families. And we're asking all the people in the county to come out and support this event, because there's lots of surprises, lots of giveaways, great raffles and draws in the night as well, and lots of love in the air because it is Valentine's
Day. Oh, my
weekend.
God.
We are kind of following strongly on that theme, let's just say.
And just remind us again, it's in the
Mount Errigal Hotel this Friday night, the 12th of February at 7 o'clock, doors open. Show starts at 7:30 sharp.
And can I pay on the night? Can I pay on the night or can I pre-book?
You can get tickets from all the shops that I mentioned just earlier there, or directly on the door on the night. And it's a very, very good value ticket. It's only €12, and €10 for OAPs and €8 for under 16s. And we'll also be supported by the Dowsori Guidor as well as Pine Hill Studios and the Blue Ribbon Group.
And
so we've lots and lots.
It's here,
in aid of the Donegal Players County Fund.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. So that's
to help them on their way for the new season and to show our support, because we don't see them, Tom, in this fashion normally. We're normally used to seeing them in the shorts and the socks and their jerseys.
Maybe so some people prefer to see
lovely.
Them in the shorts.
Well, there'll be a bit of skin showing, just let's say that, Tom, as well.
Okay. Look at Alma. Unfortunately, the clock has caught up with us, but thank you very much, and best of luck on the night, and keep
thank
up the good
you.
Work.
Look forward to seeing everybody. Thank you, Tom.
That's Alma Kavanagh there, of course, turning impresario, fashion impresario for this week, and has organised that special fashion show in aid of the Donegal Training Fund. It's on in the Mount Errigal on Friday night, 7 o'clock, doors open, and everybody looking forward to that, so get out there and support that in big numbers. My thanks as well to Dahi Roberts, who joined us tonight. Unfortunately, we had to cut him short there because we wanted to get to talking to Alma about the fashion show and to give her an opportunity to let the people know about it. And just to remind you again, anybody who wants to maybe get more information on coming to Munskell and how it works and how you enter competitions, that email address that the I gave us earlier was Cumann, CUMANNDL @hotmail.com. And just again, that Ulster quiz, it's in the Mount Errigal Hotel. It's on March the 14th at 11:30 in the morning. So 36 schools from right around the country, 4 or 5 from here in Donegal. That's about it. My thanks to Jimmy Stafford on sound. Thanks to Alma Kavanagh, who just joined us there. Also, my thanks to Dahi Roberts, who joined us earlier as well. And, my thanks, one and all. On Gudjian Chalk, then Shahogan, Slán Agus Bannock.